This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Out in far west Texas, far as in hours away from that state's big cities, there's a fight brewing over plans for a big new natural gas pipeline. There are, of course, already hundreds of thousands of miles of pipelines in Texas. Oil and gas are essentially that state's lifeblood. But the petroleum industry's expansion into new and rural parts of the state is getting some pushback at a time when pipeline opponents across the country are changing tactics and are finding some success at actually blocking some of these projects. Marfa Public Radio's Travis Bubenik has the story.
Earlier this summer, a few dozen West Texans gathered in the tiny town of Van Horn to hear about a proposed pipeline called the Saguaro Connector. Some locals, like Ava Franco Lozano, say this was the first they heard about it. She lives just south of town.
And that's where most of the pipeline's going through. But we're not happy about it because they didn't even advise us or nothing.
Oklahoma-based One Oak wants to build the 48-inch diameter natural gas line through this dusty, isolated corner of the state. It's still a tentative proposal. The company says it hasn't made a, quote, final investment decision. But state records show it's planned to run about a mile from Lozano's home. And she says she's worried.
About everything, health issues and property destruction, everything.
Nearby RV park owner Penny Self also opposes the project.
I want to get the community involved, is what I want to do.
Self says she mostly takes issue with where the pipeline would run. This is the only town for miles and miles, and it's surrounded by vast open ranch land.
They could use that land. You know, there's leaks. There's explosions. You know, go further out.
Self found out about the pipeline through the National Group Property Rights and Pipeline Center. The group opposes projects being built through private land without a landowner's consent. In Texas, oil and gas companies have broad leeway to do that, thanks to the power of eminent domain. This happens in other states, too, but in Texas, companies can get that power simply by telling state regulators they qualify for it. Rebecca Sales, the founder of the Anti-Pipeline Group.
Why is it okay that this trillion-dollar industry can take your land against your will?
One Oak didn't respond to an interview request, but in a statement, the Texas Pipeline Association said eminent domain is rarely used for pipelines, and that usually companies negotiate paid deals with landowners based on fair market land values. Texas attorney Charles McFarland, who often works with private property owners, says while that may be true, firms still rely on eminent domain powers to speed up the process.
The pipeline companies certainly at least threaten the exercise of eminent domain often. And relatively early on in the process, because they simply can't afford to be held up.
Anti-pipeline advocates have had some wins in recent years, from the high-profile canceled Keystone XL pipeline to the lesser-known Palmetto pipeline that was sidelined in 2016 by Georgia lawmakers. Sales says some of this is due to opponents shifting their messaging.
We've had rather conservative ranchers who normally wouldn't really be talking. You know, they say, I don't like tree huggers. Usually what happens is they say, well, actually, you're the only ones fighting for me.
In North Dakota, landowner Susan Doppler has been fighting a planned carbon capture pipeline in her area. She describes her politics as middle conservative.
I'd never dealt with an environmental group before.
Doppler says local environmental advocates helped push state regulators to block that pipeline for now.
Thank God for them because they brought us together. They united us so we carried some authority.
But the oil and gas industry has plenty of wins, too. The U.S. Supreme Court recently allowed the controversial Mountain Valley Pipeline in the Northeast to move forward. In Van Horn, the Saguaro Connector project remains in limbo for now as the company waits for regulatory approvals. In West Texas, I'm Travis Bubenik for Marketplace.